And hello again, everybody. And we are broadcasting live from the Run the Reagan 2020 here in Snellville, Georgia. Mike Salmon alongside Ryan Sowers. Amanda Pierce is working the course, as
she
I like
is.
To say. She's about and about. And we've got a lot of folks. We've already interviewed Trent Lind, the CEO of Eastside Medical Center.
And Ron Weber.
Ron Weber, who's the chairman for the Run the Reagan 2020. And to find out, over 300 volunteers. Ronald Reagan being shut down until 3 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of people behind the scenes to make this great day happen.
This is what I believe Ron said, 26th year, Mike, of Run the Reagan. And as we're sitting here looking around, I feel a little sunshine coming on us. And we talked about all the school clusters involved of Shiloh and South Gwinnett and Parkview and Brookwood. And it's growing every year, but you see the police presence, the city presence, the Gwinnett County presence to make all this stuff happen, the volunteers. Just an amazing day. Like you said, Amanda's running around, making everything happen, getting pictures. And we think we got our tent secured, and we got a lot of great guests coming up. And just to remind people, this money that's being raised is going to things such as the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op, the Lilburn Co-op, and the Brookwood Schools Foundation. So if you're inconvenienced by the Reagan being shut down, come on around here. There's tons of fun, music, and you're giving to a great cause on a pretty day.
Something for everybody. You don't have to be a runner to participate today. They've got a lot of family activities. They've got the family festival. They've got vendors. They've got food. They've got inflatables. Now, the schedule for today, at 9 o'clock this morning, the half marathon kicked off, and so those runners are on the course as we speak. Then at 9:15, they started the 10K. That's it for now, but then coming up later this morning at 10:30 is the 1 mile fun run. At 11 o'clock is the 5K race, and also at 11 o'clock they have the 5K walk and the run. So Ronald Reagan is a race course today.
It is.
And a lot of folks out here having a great time.
And just if you're tuning in, come on over. But the Reagan is just amazing. It's going to be shut till 3 to allow all these great things to occur. And like I told you, Mike, if I jump in that half marathon, I think I'm going to join them in like mile 12. Because I think I'll be that guy who walks on like, we can't do that. You don't have a number. So.
You'd pull a Rosie Ruiz.
Yes, so, a Rosie Ruiz.
Some folks remember her from the Boston Marathon many years ago.
That's what I was
ago,
thinking, but I don't think I could pull that off.
Yeah, she started the race, then jumped on a bus or a subway, and then jumped in about, 20 miles into the race.
That was my plan, but I'm not going to do it.
No, but a lot of beneficiaries that you talked about already. In this run, the Reagan was created to serve the community by providing a premier event that draws positive attention to Gwinnett County. Also providing a fun atmosphere for families in the area to participate together in a healthy activity and raise funds to meet the needs of families and children in our community.
Well, Mike, I got a guest, a friend of mine, Bo Ford, principal of Brookwood High School. Bo, why don't you grab a mic? Bo loves getting emails from me. That's one of his favorite things. He's like, what? what does Ryan need today? But always trying to cover the good stuff that Brookwood's doing. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Ryan, doing good. Thanks for being here. This is a great day, great event here at Run the Reagan, and just glad to be here again this year.
Absolutely. Bo is principal of Brookwood High School, so he's right in the core, in the backyard of this whole event. And Bo, this thing just seems to grow every year, doesn't it?
It sure does. I think they were approaching close to 2,000 participants this year. And it's not just for runners. It's for, if you're like me, I'm just going to shuffle up and down the road, up and down Reagan here, and do a little big man shuffle. But I love this event. It's a great community event. I love to see all the schools out here in the Snellville area out here represented, as well as the great business partners that we have here in Gwinnett.
I understand a lot of the schools have their cheerleaders on the course cheering on the runners.
That's right. Cheerleaders, drum lines, kind of give a little extra push, a little extra motivation as you go through different parts of the course. And we're certainly out there, and we're loving it again this year.
I think the cheerleaders should help us at about 11:30 when we're tired of talking, Mike. Give us a little pep rally over here. I'm just kidding. No, it is. It's amazing to just watch it and see all the schools and the community. And as you know, Bo, the work we do in the community, the work Mike and Visitor X does in the community, it takes a village of people to do all the things we all try to do to make it better, right?
It sure does. It's a partnership. It's a true partnership with everybody involved, whether you have a student in our schools or not. It is absolutely a partnership between everybody, and we're very blessed to be in Gwinnett County Public Schools. We're, of course, I'm a little biased. I'm very blessed. We're very blessed to be at Brookwood High School, but overall, Gwinnett County, you can't get a better education here in Gwinnett County in our public schools.
We're talking with Bo Ford, the principal at Brookwood High School. You guys have a vendor tent here?
We sure do. This is about the fourth year in a row or so that we've been here. We have actually some hot coffee. So if you're listening, you're here, you want to go get some hot coffee. We've got coffee and some good giveaways.
Look at our hands are frozen. So we our eyes just perked up when you saw us.
And I'll deliver to you guys. But we're here again, and it's just really good to see our neighboring schools with Central Gwinnett, Shiloh, South Gwinnett, and Parkview beside us, and it's just good. Good to be together here today.
So you put the rivalries to the side, at least for the day.
That's right. At least for today. That's right.
At least for the day. That's fair. Well, we appreciate your coming on the air, Bo, and thanks for all your great leadership and work in the community.
Glad to be here. Thanks for all you do for us, guys. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, Bo Ford, principal of Brookwood High School here as we are at the 2020 Run the Reagan in Snellville. And if you're out and about, come on by. A lot of stuff going on today. The wind, of course, it seems to have died down a little bit.
Thankfully.
And we joked about it earlier. A lot of the runners, you know, when you start on this course, they're actually running into the wind for that half marathon. But then, of course, you know, the second half of the marathon, the wind's at your back.
Let the wind always be at your back, Mike.
Yeah, and they'll go, boy, the last several miles were so much quicker than the first miles.
You're going to wonder why your time's different. Well, you get 20 miles an hour at your back.
By the way, if you come by with the family and with the kids, enjoy the whole Run the Reagan experience today by visiting the Family Fun Festival. They've got inflatables, yard games, vendors with product samples, vendors selling products, and also the race award ceremony may be over there in that area as well. But a lot going on today. The half marathon, the 5K, the 10K race on Ronald Reagan Parkway. And again, a big shout out to the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners, the Gwinnett Department of Transportation.
Large Drake running over there.
And the city of Snellville for their support in making this happen.
Well, we got another special guest, Mike, talking about principals making a difference. We have Shane Orr, the principal of Central Gwinnett High School, ready to join us on air. How are you doing, Shane?
Doing great. Good morning. How's everyone?
We are doing good. It's up for a little wind here, but you can't complain. You take the wind over the rain.
Is it windy out here?
I really can't. I've only mentioned like 85 times.
Somebody mentioned earlier a great day to fly a kite. I said, no, the kite's going to fly you.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
I saw your mascot out here earlier.
Yeah, we brought the whole cluster out here. The mascot, it's a great day to be a mascot, I think, today. Yeah. I think he's going to be the warmest one.
The one day you actually want to be in the mascot costume.
That's exactly right.
It is. And, Mike, back to your baseball announcing days of mascots. Are we going to see a mascot race here today between all the schools?
We're hoping so. Okay. I know our Knights over there stretching
out.
I see
some guy, and that's not your school. They're all popping out. Mascots. All right. Nothing like mascots. Okay. Well, tell us about a little what's going on in your cluster or today, your connections to the Reagan, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our second year really being involved with the Reagan, and we're up over 125 runners for our cluster this year, so we're excited about that.
What do you mean 125 runners?
So with our cluster, K-12, all of our elementary schools, middle schools, and the high schools, so our goal was to be over 100 runners. So I think we're about 125 representing Central Gwinnett cluster
wow.
this year.
So each of the clusters had an opportunity. I know, like, I'm in the Parkview cluster. They could join that cluster as a runner. I think that's how. So each school has that. Okay, cool.
That's
really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. So it's really growing, and that's what we were talking to a guest before. It's fun. It's growing to different clusters, and it's just amazing the growth of this race here in the 26th year.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for our cluster to get together outside of those school buildings. We talk a lot about building our teams within the school building, but what a great opportunity to come out and, you know, show your team support in the community, and that's all part of it, right?
Absolutely.
And you got your tent is right next to Parkview and all the other. Are you all getting along okay?
Yeah, we coexist. We do. It's too cold to fight today.
You're actually hugging today.
Yeah, you're
hugging. That's right.
Shane, we appreciate all you do. Shane Orr, the principal of Central Gwinnett High School, taking time to speak with us on the broadcast. Stay warm, my friend, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for all that you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. Appreciate you coming by. It's fun to see all these different schools together because typically we see them on the basketball court, on the baseball field, on the football gridiron, and you know, and there's a lot of smack talk going on. And it's a healthy rivalry between all the schools. Today, they've all come together working side by side, so that's great to see. And I'm looking, I'm watching what is it when you throw the bean bags?
Corn. Is that corn?
They're doing the cornhole over there. You got the Brookwood
to
mascot with a couple other mascots from other schools playing cornhole over there.
Oh, wow.
That is worth the price of admission right there.
It is, you know.
And there is no price of admission, by the way. Come on out.
Yeah, exactly. It's just come on out. And but yeah, the mascots have begun to appear. I guess that's a Brookwood mascot.
Yeah. The Brookwood Bronco.
Okay, there. I don't know if they're going to talk this way. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but they may be talking. I don't know. Mascots talk.
One of the things that I did not even realize, Ryan, is that in the half marathon, there's actually some cash awards.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, first overall, $300. Second overall runner, $150. And third overall, $100. So I guess if you win, you're actually now a professional runner.
Professional runner. Well, you know, I tell you, in all seriousness, I don't know the stats, Mike, but I don't think in Gwinnett or Georgia there's that many half marathons. So I know a lot of racers come for this race specifically to get a long race in, and it's above my pay grade, but I'm assuming that's probably why.
And they go three deep as far as the awards. They do them in 10-year increments, starting from the age of 19 all the way up to 70 and over. So, you know, in the 20s, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, they'll do you first place, second place, and third place in all those age groups. And so you do win awards. The 5K and 10K awards are given to the overall winners, the male and female, and of course the Masters male and female top finishers, and also they go three deep in that race as well. The mile fun finishers, if you just do the mile fun walk or the fun run, you receive a ribbon.
Good.
And all half marathon finishers, just finish the half marathon, which I don't even know if I could do that, you receive a commemorative Run the Reagan medal.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that's, you know, again, we were talking earlier, 13.1 miles. So, you know, if you're in Gwinnett and you see the Reagan close today, we're really running down, 6.1 miles, and then they're turning around and coming back. So, again, I don't know how many half marathons are around, but I think as Trent, CEO of Eastside, said earlier, people from a lot of out-of-state people even come to this race.
Yeah, I think he said from 12 different states.
I mean, that's crazy. That's amazing, the draw this thing has. And as Ron Weber said, 26th year. Yeah, 26 years.
And that's good, of course, for the hotels, for the restaurants, for all the businesses, which is why everybody gets behind this event. And it's just grown and gotten bigger and bigger and bigger over the 26 years. I remember being a longtime Gwinnett County resident. I've come and gone over the years. I remember when there was no Reagan Parkway.
Yep.
And I remember when they were building it. And when they finally opened it, it was like, thank goodness, because it helped. So, I mean, there was no way to get from one side of Gwinnett to the other.
Oh, it's a great, it's my little, I still love one of my little fun cutaway roads, and have run it, been a long time ago, but it is, it's just great to see so many people out here in the sunshine and just seeing, you know, with what we do with my magazine, Our Town Gwinnett Magazines, what you guys do with Gwinnett Business Radio X. Being right here in Gwinnett, it's just a special time to be part of the community.
All right, before we're going to sign off, take another quick break, but before we do that, we do want to thank, again, the entire board of directors. We had Ron Weber on for about 10 minutes earlier this morning. He's the chairman on the board for the Run the Reagan, Inc., which, of course, is a 501c3 charitable organization composed of local business owners. I mean, Ron, you talked about his pizza company that
Dogwood Pizza.
Warren Ald is the vice chairman. The secretary is Amanda Sosby with Sosby's Garage.
Yep.
We're very familiar with them. Treasurer is Michelle Hamilton.
Michelle played a key role in making all this broadcast happen today, and she was helped you, I believe, get situated this morning.
Helped me find where I was going and set up, so thank you, Michelle. Parks man, Diane Baker, John Allred, who's going to be joining us later, and Steve Ridley, all board members as well. So we talked about this with Ron, the number of hours and days and weeks that go into prepping for this. He said as soon as this is over today, starting next week, they'll be planning for 2021.
And I want to give a shout-out to Steve Ridley, too, because when I approached the idea about us doing this, Steve Ridley and Ron, I knew well, and, you know, again, these guys are all volunteering their time to make all this stuff happen. So Steve Ridley's a pastor over at Cannon Methodist Church, my former church, and they just do amazing things for this event and volunteer. So,
and I know Trent Lind was great, was so happy to see Business Radio X here. We talked to him for about 10 minutes as well earlier this morning. He even had his beautiful daughter with
him. He said she went on air.
She said hi the first time, and then he asked her if she wanted to come on a second time, and she declined, politely declined.
That's right, she politely declined.
But it was great to see Trent and to pat everybody on the back and keep everybody warm as we were holding down the tent so it wouldn't blow away. We do want to thank Ron, by the way, again, because not only did he come on the air, but then he came with these big old iron stakes.
That's a real stake there, too, man.
Yeah, I don't think our tent's going to blow away anymore. So, yeah, we actually had some of the equipment blowing. I mean, the table was coming up.
Oh.
I mean, it was your poor car, Mike. We're hoping that's okay. It was,
yeah.
It was something.
And yeah, the tent went into the car, so we had a little bit of damage there, and it might have even knocked us off the air for a second there, but, of course, we're back on. And, again, we'll be here until 12 o'clock today, broadcasting throughout the morning, so stay tuned to Business Radio X for Amanda Pierce, who's out there working the crowd right now, and for Ryan Sowers, Mike Salmon, stay tuned here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live from the 2020 Run the Reagan in Snellville.